WPHN.
And now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHN.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away.
There's going to be great music around the area this weekend. Thumbfest, Blue Chili Grass coming up on Monday. And at the Lexington Village Theater, Lone Star is going to be performing on Friday night. Shows at 7 o'clock and 9:30. Richie McDonald from Lone Star on the line with us right now. Richie, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How long have you guys been touring?
Oh, my gosh. Well, 24 years we've been together, you know, out here on the road, just still out here doing it. You know, we're still having fun, and fans are still coming to the shows. You know, they especially come to hear that song that you just heard. So we try to play them all.
I got to ask you, and I'm always curious. You know, when a band has a huge hit like Always, do you ever get tired of performing it?
You know, honestly, I don't. We don't. It's just that song. I don't know what it is. Is it the melody or just the simplicity of it? But I could never get tired of singing that song, just because when you look out in the audience and you see the effect that it has on, you know, the fans and what it's meant to the fans over the years. It's just one of those songs that you could never get tired of.
It's one of those songs where, and you look out at the audience and you know there are couples there that's their song. They dance to that on their wedding night. There's somebody out there thinking, oh, that was our song and she's not around anymore. I mean, it can get pretty emotional.
Yeah, I mean, that's what music's all about. It's just a powerful thing, and that song especially, just for that song to be a part of people's lives, you know, and in such, you know, memorable moments that, you know, that are going to last forever. So it's been really, you know, it's been awesome to be a part of something, you know, so big for so long.
How did Lone Star get together? Where'd you guys all meet?
Well, we all originally are from Texas, but we all met in Nashville, Tennessee, about 26 years ago. Dean Sams kind of put the band together. You know, he just kind of wanted to do something different. He was working out at Opryland USA and just wanted to get a band going, and kind of all started from there.
And you guys, you say you're still having fun, still enjoy going out on the road, still recording and still getting it done. What's maybe the biggest or I'm trying to think of the way to phrase this, Richie. What was like the best show you performed or the most interesting, biggest venue?
Oh, my gosh. Let me think. You know, there's been a lot of big shows over the years. I think some, you know, that really stick in our mind. I think in the Gorge in Washington State was a really huge show. Faster Horses in New York was a humongous show. You know, I'll never forget the Faster Horses, I think it's upstate New York, just singing Amari there. And, you know, it was like, I don't know, 100,000 fans just singing back, you know, the lyric to us. It's just, and we have it on, you know, our phones. Everybody was, you know, had their phones going. So, just a lot of memorable moments like that, you know, over the years. We got to be a part of a lot of special events. Playing for our troops overseas has really, you know, that breaks right up there at the top, you know, going over there and showing them our appreciation. We've got to play for presidents. We've got to play for, you know, we've got to do a lot of cool things over the years, you know, that we never dreamed that when we started doing this, you know, 26 years ago that we would have the opportunity to do those things.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a run, that's for sure. You mentioned people holding up their phones during a show. And you know, it's a generation ago, everybody was holding up lighters in the audience. Now everybody's holding up their phones trying to record the moment. And there are some singers that are and performers that will chastise a crowd for holding up their phones. How do you feel about people recording your shows?
oh, come on, the more the merrier. You know, it's just it's technology. It's the way of the world. There's nothing, you know, if we're playing a song like Amazed or I'm Already There that, you know, have been anthems, you know, for weddings or the men and women in our military, and they're raising their phones up, showing their appreciation. It's just, that's what it's all about. It's such a cool sight, too, to see that, especially when you're in a huge venue, you know, and you see all those phones waving back and forth, and I love it.
Yeah. Smaller venue you're going to be playing this Friday night, but it is a beautiful venue, and you're going to have fun. It's an intimate setting at the Lexington Village Theater up in Lexington, Michigan. You're going to be right on the shores of Lake Huron, and I think you're going to get quite a crowd. You should have quite a fun time this weekend.
Well, we're looking forward to it. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, whether we're in a, you know, a 30 to 50,000 seat arena or in a theater. We'd love the more intimate settings, you know, sometimes it's more magical, you know.
Yeah.
So we really look forward to the show.
All right. We do too, Richie. Safe travels. We'll see you Friday night.
All right, Paul. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye now.